broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Do it, partner.
It's on the air.
It's crystal clear HD.
Ooh. Ooh. More cheesy favorites with Hammy Hamster.
Get the shopping done real early. Don't get stuck in a traffic jam.
Thank you.
Oh, bloody hell, taking you back to your past here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, holiday, goodness gracious me. Cheers indeed to Dave Rogers for his flashback show. Now it's me for the next couple of hours. Hope you stay with me all the way through. Oh, what happened this day in history? 1941, Germany and Italy declare war on us. Or US, is that? I don't know. Hitler and Mussolini announce they are at war with America, which retaliates with its own declaration of war on the forces of savagery and barbarism. 1994, Russian troops storm Chechnya. Russian President Boris Yeltsin orders ground troops into Chechnya after a two-week bombing campaign fails to bring the breakaway territory to heel. 2005, massive fire at Bunice Field oil depot. A huge fire continues to burn after a major fuel depot in Hertfordshire after a series of explosions early this morning. 1979, Rhodesia reverts to British rule. Parliament passes a bill to end 14 years of illegal independence from Britain, transferring full authority to Lord Soames until elections are held. 1975, attack on British vessels heightens Cod War. Icelandic gunboat opens fire on an unnamed British fisheries support vessels in the North Sea. 2001, 30,000 postal jobs to be cut. Up to 30,000 post office workers could lose their jobs over the next 18 months. Consignia, the company which runs the service, has announced. And finally, 1986, BBC AIDS slogan angers church. Church leaders have condemned the radio campaign about AIDS for condemning promiscuity. All right then, okay.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Ah, Duran Duran now, hungry like the wolf. Tell you what's on my show in just a tick.
Thank you.
Arthur Randoran here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, yes, indeedy. Oh, yeah. 1575 kilohertz, 191 metres in the Merseyside area. No, not there. Oh, panic not. www.mar.me.uk. You'll find all of our streams there if you want to get in touch. 07504464678. 07504464678. Text only, mind. And you can email me at mar@rock.com. If you're wondering why I'm not giving up my own email address, I've forgotten the password. So if you haven't written to me recently on there, that's why I haven't mentioned you, okay? Find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/mar pirates, and follow us at Twitter, Merseyland Radio. What's on my radio show today? This Day in History we've already done. Weather coming up in, oh, I don't know, 3 minutes or thereabouts. Songs from your childhood, something a wee bit daft. Soap updates, horoscopes, fascinating fact files, again more about Christmas. Chart sandwich, 1973 this very week. Public information films from years gone by. Horoscopes, and then the slushy bit, taking us to Paul J today, here on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
The holidays are here. Christmas time and Christmas cheer. Got my radio turned on.
And I am
my favorite song.
Happy holiday.
Holiday.
Merry Christmas
with all of your friends.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Hamster.
With the weather.
It helps to turn the microphone on. Oh, blah. And it was going so well, wasn't it? Can I have the weather then? Google's messed up. Oh, well. I'll do the best I can. Sunday, highs of 8 Celsius, lows of 3, winds 12 miles an hour. Sunny showers. Tomorrow, highs of 8 and lows of 8, winds 18 miles an hour. Oh, a bit cloudy, a bit sunny, but it'll be alright here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, thank you very much indeed. Oh, I love it when it all goes horribly wrong, don't you? Yes, I know you do. Don't like you for that, you know that? Oh, enough already, goodness gracious.
Season's greetings. M.A.R.
Penny Arcade now, Black Lace. Black Lace here on MAR, getting you in the mood for Christmas, or at least I hope
Time for the fascinating fact file.
Oh yes, well this should warn you about one of the forthcoming ones. Yes, this list is a completely, completely named 10 bizarre things that you didn't know about Christmas and probably didn't want to. It's in 10. Incest, corpses and Jesus, it starts off with. Yes, you heard me, yes. Panic not, Jackie, panic not. What do incest, an embalmed corpse and the baby Jesus have in common? Most people know that according to the Bible, the magic brought magi brought myrrh as a gift to the infant Jesus, along with gold and frankincense. Some people also know that myrrh is dried tree sap. was used as an embalming ointment or as incense for funerals or cremations to mask the smells. Few people know that according to Ovid's Metamorphoses, myrrh trees originated as a result of myrrh's lust for her father, Sirius, with the convenience of her nursemaid. With the conveyance of her nursemaid, Myrrh repeatedly had sex with her unsuspecting father. When her father realized Myrrh's identity and that he had been bonking his daughter, he attempted to kill her, but she escaped. The gods took pity on her and released her from her shame and turned her into a myrrh tree. Presumably, Mago did not think to include a gift recipe so Jesus could return the myrrh, which then became the first unwanted Christmas present. Yes, there's more of those to come across this video show. Yes, I think I'll read them first, though, okay?
It's ready for Christmas.
Here they are.
Your holiday station.
Oops, wrong jingle, but never mind. Tony and Marie now, a little bit of country, and a little bit of rock and roll.
Listening to MAR.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling too.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-ding-a.
just around the corner.
Coming up in the next half an hour, something a wee bit daft, definitely something a wee bit daft, coming up in just a little while. Soap updates, horoscopes, another fascinating fact, and then the chart summit 1973 at the top of the hour. Okay then, I've been umming and erring which one to play, and I think I've decided to go with Ray Stevens. For regular listeners, you'll know that I'm quite a fan of Ray Stevens, so we're going to have Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It's all right, it's fun.
Oh, no. It's something silly.
Eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she'd left her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks. Such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. Families dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Goose is on the table, and a pudding made of pig, and a blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
There we are, the Jackson 5, and I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus. Oh, we haven't got a jingle for this yet, have we? No. Really must do something about that. If any of the gang are listening and they want to make me a Soap Update jingle, please do. You know what I'll do with it. I'll mix and match it with powerful things and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, moving right along, EastEnders updates. Oh, yes. Learning her pal Zainab was to marry Yusuf straight away, Denise gatecrashed the wedding and begged her friend to dump her convincing ex-husband. Current Nation Street, haunted by memories of the tram crash, Peter fell off the wagon, and when Carla offered him a sympathetic ear, he teetered on the brink of cheating on Leanne. Emmerdale, after crossing swords with the most of the village, Cage was viciously attacked by a shadowy figure and left for dead at the side of the road. Hollyoaks, Warren decided he wanted to get rid of Brendan for good and tried blackmailing Ethan into helping him, but unbeknown to him, his nemesis was also plotting. Neighbours, after Andrew erased her project from her laptop, Summer decided to cheat in her exams but was sprung by Michael, but before he could do anything, he collapsed. Home and away. Despite promising Vijay he would sort things out with Leah, Miles could no longer cope with the rows with his girlfriend and moved back into the caravan park. And finally, doctors. Marina was irritated when Henston interrupted her quiet night alone and ended up slapping her boyfriend across the face. Oh dear!
Making new friends along the way.
Ah, Brooksy is making your mind up now here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Horoscopes coming up in just a little while. Blimey, where the hell was that? It's all gone horribly wrong suddenly. Goodness, where's me Sunday song? Ah, there it is. Ah, that went alarmingly well, didn't it? Oh, well. After Dawn taking us to the horoscopes here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, come on. Hey girl, what you doing? Not as many screw-ups as usual now.
Ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Music.
the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetest, means you'll meet me in the hallway.
Ah, there we are. Dawn getting us out of a little bit of a pickle there. Yes, some of my new jingles ain't where they should be. Oh, well, never mind. We shall fix that shortly. Oh, well, never mind. Right, I just said that, didn't I? Right, okay, get the sleep out of me, eh? So we might be able to read these things. Okie dokie, here we go then. Aries, don't leave anything to chance. Be super efficient. Pin others down and double-check all your arrangements. Then you can relax knowing you've done your utmost. Taurians, stay within your limits and don't push yourself to do or spend more than you can afford. Ignore pre-Christmas hype. You don't have to be excessive to have fun, honestly. Gemini, there's a full moon in your sign on Saturday when sparks could fly. The pressures of the up-and-coming festivities could well be getting to you. Have an escape plan. Cancerians, although a lot awaits you, if you don't slow down, you won't accomplish anything. Sort your priorities out, make a to-do list, and pace yourself. Leo, you're intent on having fun, and your packed social calendar reflects this. Don't make commitments too far in advance, as you won't relish being tied down. And finally, in this segment, this week... No. And finally, in this segment, this time, Virgo, with Mars, the planet of action, still in your sign, you could resemble the proverbial dog chasing its tail and become somewhat frenetic. Stay calm.
This is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, and the Hammy Hams the Show.
Listen to that, Arthur. That's your actual bow bells.
Yeah, listen to that. It's a disgrace on a public thoroughfare. They ought to be reported to the Noise Abasement Society.
God's sake, Arthur, it's Christmas, isn't it? A time of goodwill.
Time to make your will, you mean? We've only just finished with £1.50 for the guy, mister. Used to be a penny in my day.
Yeah, but Queen Victoria's dead, isn't she?
No, I suppose it's going to be GBH of the Year Old from Carol Singers.
Oh, come on, Arthur, cheer up, will you? Gordon Bennett.
It's tough and it's lonely in top management.
Oh, don't give me no earache. You don't even pay your rent.
I've got a lock-up with no lock on and it's snowing outside.
If you don't get her a present soon, there'd be nowhere to hide.
I've got a lovely furry coat. I could tell her it's me.
Now she's a sassy skunk, because it don't have pen and ink.
It doesn't.
It does.
You know.
I would. Here's a turn up for the book.
What?
Hold on, here comes Chisholm.
He's giving me a funny look. What now?
Sing, he don't know one carol from another.
What'll I get for Christmas for her indoors?
Well, that's your problem, innit? Don't tell me your problems, cos this one's yours. Tried shopping?
That's typical.
Right,
no respect.
You made me laugh, you do.
No, Terence, please.
Just leave me out.
After all I've done for you.
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Whatever I get is gonna cost me an arm and a leg, isn't it? A typewriter with ribbons that was worn by Lady Di.
A lovely piece of steak, but when she whacks you in the eye...
She wouldn't.
She would.
I know
how much.
All right, I will concede. But we're sitting here with nothing, and it's nearly Christmas Eve. You, what about that perfume that I purchased down the winch?
You spilled it on the counter and it blistered every inch.
Oh, yeah, we could bottle it and call it the elixir of life.
You give it to her, my son. Next year you'll need a new wife.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very nice, would it?
Well, it's not for me to comment.
What'll I get for Christmas for her indoors?
Arthur, don't give me your problems, cos this one's yours. I mean, I've got my own problems, haven't I, son?
That's typical.
Right.
No respect.
You made me laugh, you do.
Oh, Terence, please.
Just leave me out.
After all I've done for you.
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Not a lot.
It's not funny, Terence.
Makes me laugh.
I've got some lovely Hong Kong-made, genuine Paris knickers.
She can wear them with that 14 pairs of left-foot kickers.
Wife St. Lawrence, Channel 5, I've been right through the card. Hey, what about that Cartier watch?
Nah, I fell off the lorry too hard.
An iron?
Leave off.
Saucepan?
Arthur?
I'll throw her a Tupperware party.
That's like getting a telly that only shows Russell Hartley.
Oh, Terence, this is serious. We've got to do something soon.
Why don't you just not go home?
Eh?
She'd be having a moan.
That is very wounding, Terence. Wounding and ungrateful, that's what you
are. Yeah, well, I'm entitled to be the money you don't pay me, eh?
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Money?
Terence, that's typical.
Right.
There's no respect.
You make me laugh, you do.
No, Terence, please.
Just leave me out.
After all I've done for you.
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
I wish it was January the 2nd.
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Hearing that carol singing?
Yeah, I wish he'd stop. Come on, I need you. I've got a cotch of army surplus Christmas pudding's got to be shifted.
Ah, the fabulous Arthur Daly and Terence McCann, otherwise known as Dennis Waterman, and I've forgotten his name now. Never mind, never mind. Trending now, a new possible new feature we might be doing. Number 10, Madonna. Number 9, iPhone 4S. Number 8, Tamara Eccleston. 7, Sheepskin Boots. Number 6, Danielle Lloyd. Number 5, Cheap Flights even. 4, Tram Racist. 3, that's what it says, Tram Racist. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but there you go. 3, Lillian, and number 2, The Lottery, and number 1, The X Factor. Who cares about The X Factor? I know I certainly don't. Let's try and keep trendy. Lily Allen, It's Not Fair.
He treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. That's just one thing.
I think you're really mean.
Amazing, that's your Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Have you been listening to the gossip around on what's going to be the Christmas number one? Well, my money's on whoever wins the X Factor, but there you go. But I'm cynical like that. Yes. Well, another school of thought is the Wombles. Merry Christmas, everyone. From, way back when, 1973.
With Hammy Hamster.
Sharing all the good times around the Christmas tree.
Ooh. Oh, well, a jingle segue that didn't work.
Sleepers.
Rather good Mike Bat here on MAR, Murtyland Alternative Radio. Yes, we're just having a little bit of a change around, and there we are. It's all ready now. Everything is fine with the world, okay? All right, the chow sandwich, a twitch early, so I've got no excuses for getting out late.
On MAR, it's now time for Hammy Hamster's chow sandwich.
The best sound in Britain.
Oh, yes, indeedy. Where's my chow sandwich gone? Oh, it's here somewhere. Anyway, number 10, it's Gilbert O'Sullivan, Y-O-Y. Gilbert O'Sullivan and O.Y. Y-O-Y. Ah, lovey-dovey stuff. Ah, climbing 2 places from last week's number 11 to this week's number 11, to this week's number 9 even. Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. It's Roxy Music and Street Life.
Wish everybody
Rotty music, Street Life, here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, yes. At number 8...
It's a non-mover.
Mop the Hoople, Roll Away the Stone. Mother Hoople and Roll Away the Stone. Here on Merseyland Alternative Radio with me, Hammy Hamster. And number 7, it's another non-mover, as David's about to tell us. David Essex, Lamplight. know, I think I might start the charts as early every week now. This is looking alarmingly good. Ah, David Essex Lamp Light here on Murphyland, Alternative Violet. Ah, climbing 6 places from last week's... No, climbing 13 places from last week's number 19. You guessed it. It's gotta be a Christmas song.
Number 6!
Oh, come on, Roy Wood and Wizards.
Christmas every day.
Roy Wooten, the wizard, and I wish it could be Christmas every day. I don't, it would be far, far too expensive. You're listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1575 kilohertz, that's 191 metres, on the medium wave, if you happen to be in the Merseyside area. If you're not in the Merseyside area, get on to www.mar.me.uk and find all of our streams there. You can get in touch with us, 07504 464 678. Text only mind, 07504 464 678. Email us mar@rock.com, that's mar@rock.com. Find us on Facebook at MAR Pirates and follow us at Twitter, Merseyland Radio. Who else is on the wireless today? Oh, I don't know. Well, I've got Paul J today, of course, at 6 o'clock after me. And then, of course, after he, we've got Lee Morrison's Progressive Rock and Beyond. And after he, at 10 o'clock, is Roger D and Jackie Frost closing down the station round about 10 o'clock, round about midnight, OK? My name is Hammy Hamster. Anyone would think I'd had a bit of the falling down water, but I've given up the drink now, just about. Oh, yes, OK.
More chart energy. The most music.
Ah, Marie Osmond and Paper Roses. It says on here the original versions.